keep stacking wins, you know, for our season to continue. So it was a good win for us today.
For you guys to play as well as you did, especially in the defensive backfield after losing Al, what did it mean to you guys to kind of have that type of performance, you know, after suffering that injury just a couple days later?
It means a lot because it was a big blow to our defense and to our team, especially having, you know, two of your starters, two main guys. But today we came out and, you know, the game of football is about execution. It doesn't matter who's out there on the field. Today we executed. We got some turnovers, which was big. Offense drove down the field, put up points. If you got those things working together, you can win some games.
Well, you
have an idea, you know, what they're trying to do. A couple of times we were in perfect defenses, you know, for me to come off and make some plays on the ball. And from there, it's just going to make the play.
How spontaneous was the high school goals?
I kind of thought about it a little bit, you know, if I could get into the end zone, you know, being here in Michigan and all the fans that I know I still have here, you know, just remind those guys what it was like back here when I was in school.
On that contribution, just about on your contribution in high school.
Well, it was something that, you know, I felt right about doing. And I had the right people who I was in contact with that we got it. What we wanted, what we wanted to do, and we just made it happen. And it's a big deal. Just trying to make a difference in the best way we can, and I think we'll be able to do it.
What are your plans for the rest of the day? Like,
I got some family here, but I'm actually headed back to Green Bay.
It was kind of a perfect day. I mean, you win, and your gift and the publicity comes out. You get a couple picks.
That's a good day, but I gave up a touchdown, so that kind of, you know, puts a little cloud over it for me.
Charles, who did you approach them about the donation, or did somebody approach you at first, or where did that start?
Well, I was already kind of doing some things, and Tammy Carr, who was one of the fundraisers for My Children's Hospital, we kind of put our heads together and came up with something, and we thought this would be good.
You've made some money in your career, but that's still a big chunk of change you're committing to this.
Yeah, but I mean, there's many people who have done a lot more, you know, and I feel like I'm just doing my part. And no matter what the amount of money is, we did the $2 million, but our goal is not to stop at $2 million. So we look to raise a lot more money.
Was there a specific instance that led you to do the donation?
No, it's kind of something that kind of happens gradually, you know. And like I say, I had a perfect opportunity. I had the perfect people around to kind of, you know, get it done. And we just did it.
Well, Stafford, you know, last week he throws 5 touchdowns, now he throws 4 picks. Is that just kind of a rookie day?
Well, that's the game. I mean, the game of football, you gotta be consistent. And we threw him, you know, enough looks. We were in position to make the plays, and we made them. I think the thing about him, though, and I told him, you know, after the game, that around the league, we respect the guy that'll come in and play when chips are down, hurt, or whatnot, and, you know, hat goes off to him.
Are you in a zone on the field right now, Charles?
No, I told Drive, you know, they did it by age, I think, and he asked me a little bit in the age department, so, you know, give it to the elders.
Charles, are you in a bit of a zone at this point where it seems like the playmaking opportunities are presenting themselves to you?
They're here, you know, especially with a lot of the calls we have and the ways we're allowed to play out there. The opportunities are there. And, you know, since I've been in Green Bay, they've been in abundance, you know, for whatever reason. And I'm able to just go out there and make some plays.
Play more on the perimeter than in the nickel? What did you think?
Today I did. You know, and I mean, it's something I've done really all my career. But in the past few weeks, I've been moving around a lot inside, outside, safety. Today was, you know, primarily on the outside, but it's football, you know. You go out there and you play hard and good things will happen.
Just as Johnson maybe wasn't quite 100% already?
Well, I don't know who was 100% today. You know, it's a short week. I know it's a tough turnaround for everybody. My shoulder's a little banged up, so everybody's hurt today. But somebody made a statement yesterday that they're not going to call the game. You know, you're going to play the game, and so if you're out there, then you got to play.
Could you imagine this season going any better for you individually?
Say it again.
Could you imagine this season going any better for you individually with 7 picks and everything else?
Yeah. I feel like there's a few plays I've left out there on the field in the past few games, so Seven is a good number, but I feel like there's some more opportunities out there.
He has won three straight since the Tampa game. It seems like you guys have come a long way in 2.5 weeks here.
We have, but it's just still a long way to go, you know, and we got a good win today on Thanksgiving, and our next game is a tough one. You know, Baltimore comes into town on a Monday night, so no time to rest on your laurels.
You feel like people have responded. I mean, after the Tampa loss, you know, some of the other veterans kind of challenged the whole team basically to, you know, come out and be better and to clean up the mistakes. I mean, how do you feel that the whole team has responded to that since then?
Well, everybody knows, everybody on this team knows how they felt after that Tampa game. And it's a game we should have won, but we didn't. But I think everybody, you know, you got to look at yourself when it comes to those type of games and what you could have done better, what you did wrong, and the ways you can correct them. And last few weeks, you know, we've had good production as far as practice is concerned. Flying around in practice and not making a lot of mistakes in practice and it showed up on the field.
What does it mean, you know, for you guys to be able to respond in that manner, you know, to be challenged and rise to the occasion with the 3-1?
Well, it means a lot. I mean, if our season, you know, if we want to end up where we want to at the end of this regular season, then those things you got to take to heart, and we've done that.
Thank you.
Yeah, a little bit. Stuck on the outside a little bit. Didn't get to move around the way I like to move around. But we got a big win.
Did you blitz him once?
Yeah, I got one. Once and got the sack, so.
Pretty good description.
I mean, hey, one, why not?
You feel like this team's ready for that stretch you guys kept coming up after the break? Having Baltimore at home than having to go to Chicago, go to Pittsburgh, that's, you know, not the easiest stretch in this game.
Only time will tell. You know, but again, today was a good win, and you know, we'll enjoy it for a little while, but still a lot of work to do, long season ahead of us, so, you know, hopefully that next game we'll be ready.
Between the donation and your performance today, does it get much better?
Not at all. It's you know, it's a big day for this team, especially on Thanksgiving, and then the donation, you know, that is really the icing on it, and I'm glad that we could get that done.
Pretty proud of the guys today, considering there's a lot of doom and gloom with what Aaron and Hal went down.
Yeah, I mean, those guys are friends. You know, those guys, we've gone into games with countless number of times, and to have those guys go down, especially season-ending injuries, is tough. You know, you never want to see your friends go down. But we adjusted. Young guys came in and played well and came up with a W.
You ever played much better over a sustained stretch that you have in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, I would like to think so, you know. Again, you know, I've never had this many interceptions in any stretch in consecutive years. So, by those standards, absolutely not. It's fun. It's home. You know, I feel like these are my fans. You know, even though, you know, they root for the Lions, you know, I feel like I did enough in my few years around here that people still remember. So it feels good coming home.
That's the reason for the Heisman post?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Was that necessary?
Well, I don't know if it was necessary, but I didn't get a chance to do it in 97. So, you know, finally, in the NFL, I got it done.
How important is it to show a national audience what you did today?
Well, it's very important. You know, just not too long ago, everybody was kind of writing us off, and we find ourselves still fighting this thing. And it was a good win. Good win on Thanksgiving. I feel good about it.
Was good progress for the Lions team, obviously. What happened in Green Bay, but what happened today?
Say it again.
What do you see progress, obviously, in the Lions team during the 26-0 in Green Bay, and obviously today?
Yeah. No, there's progress. And you know what? They got some young guys. They got a young quarterback that I think in the coming years, they'll be able to rally behind, you know, what he did as far as coming back last week into the game hurt, and then playing this quick and this quick a turnaround with a separated shoulder tells you a lot about the guy. So I think they got some encouragement from those guys.